going to read a passage from Mahabharata, which is from Ganguly version of Mahabharata, so it's sort of in Old English, and it's also usually quite drawn out. I thought that something worth talking about, not to cast any kind of shadow on the day, but because it's, I thought, very both relevant and also important for us. Death comes to a man before his desires have been gratified. Death snatches away a person when he is engaged in plucking flowers and when his heart is otherwise set, like a tigress bearing away a ram. Do thou this very day accomplish that which is for thy good. Let not this death come to thee. Death drags its victims before their acts are accomplished. The acts of tomorrow should be done today, those of the afternoon and the forenoon. Death does not wait to see whether the acts of its victims have all been accomplished or not. Who knows that death will not come to him even today? In prime of age, one should betake oneself to the practice of virtue. Life is transitory. If virtue be practiced, fame here and felicity hereafter will be the consequences. Prahlad Maharaj summed this up saying, Komarat acharat pragya dharmad bhagavatarya. He said, don't wait. Don't wait for old age to practice Krishna consciousness. Use your youth. And of course, that's something for the young to consider, since those who are no longer young, well, you're not going to get it back. But we want eternal youth. But the principle is still the same, and that is what's being emphasized here, is that death is merciless. It doesn't care what you're doing, whether you have some other important things to do. Srila Prabhupada would give the example of this acquaintance who asked the doctors, he was dying, and he asked the doctors, oh, just give me 4 more years of life. I have so many things I need to finish off first before I die. But it was futile. That's not going to wait 4 years for you just because you think you got things to do. So here what it says, what you plan to do tomorrow, don't put it off tomorrow, do it today. And particularly here, we should emphasize that what's important is spiritual life, is Krishna consciousness. And the tendency is that, well, sometime later, when I'm older, when my kids grow up, when I'm naturally not so disturbed or agitated by the mode of passion, I'll do it later. But here Mahabharata says, death's not waiting for later. When your time's up, it's up. And we don't know when it is. And although we like to think that it's not happening to us, but it's definitely happening to people who also thought that way. And we may be those people, and at a certain point in time, we will be those people. So, Komarat Acharat Pragya Dharmat Bhagavata Iha. The real thing to attain, which we should not sacrifice, is Krishna consciousness. Other things can wait. Okay, the other house can wait, the bigger car can wait, even family things can wait, but this can't wait. Look at the example. Srila Prabhupada had so much to contribute. He was relatively a young man. So someone who is 81 years old, 82 years old, why should he leave? People are living to 100 years old. And when I was just saw in some English gentleman, oldest living person, 115 years old. why are the kids who are living to 115 who are doing absolutely nothing of any value, whereas here Srila Prabhupada giving the greatest thing of value, unfortunately. Even Srila Prabhupada decided that, well, I'll go. And didn't finish Bhagavatam, and so many other books that Prabhupada wanted to give us, Padma Purana, Mahabharata, others, and Prabhupada could and still be with us. And there's a good chance that all of the chaotic things that happen in our Krishna consciousness movement would have been averted by Srila Prabhupada's presence, but death wasn't going to wait. So, therefore, if this is happening with Srila Prabhupada, then we can sort of rightly expect that it will just as easily happen with us. So let's not put it off. Let's not put off Krishna consciousness. Let's do quality rounds today. Let's read at least an hour of Srila Prabhupada's books every day. And everyone knows what they need to do, so I don't even need to give a list. You know better what your devotional priorities should be. Make them, follow them. And this example, like the tigress, just all of a sudden jumps on the ram and carries her away. Hare Krishna.